Okay, we're in Parak Tesvav in Hilchos Tefillah Nesiyas Kapayim, which is the last parak in Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Gemal, and we're going through the various issues that a Kohen, if he has, will prevent him from doing Berkat Kohanim. So in Halacha Gemal, he mentions Avera, okay? We finished yesterday with Mumin, and I think it was just Mumin. Oh, excuse me, and then ability to speak Hebrew clearly. So what's Avera? What kind of sins? So Ketzad, Kohen Shaharag Es HaNefesh, Afapish Asa Tshuva, right? So a Kohen who kills someone, even if he did Tshuva, but he says Kapav. So that's it. He cannot do Nesiyas Kapayim. Shenemar Yidechem Damim Leo Uksiv. So if a Kohen commits murder, he's done duchnin. As well, the Kohen sh'avei kohavim, bein ba'onis bein b'shgaga, right? This is interesting, if a Kohen is engaged in idolatry, even if it's ba'onis, even if it's under duress, afa pish asa tshuva, even if he does tshuva for that, ein ano says kapa v'olam. He can never do brikat kohanim forever. Shnemar ach lo ya'lu kohanei abamos. And ubracha kavodahi, shnemar l'shar so l'vrech b'shram. And as well, b'chein kohen shehemir la'akam, let's say a kohen converts to idolatry, afa pisha chazarbo, even if he returns back to Judaism, enano says kapa v'olam, ushar averas in mona. So other sins won't prevent him from doing berkat kohanim. So what's interesting is the two big ones is that if a kohen commits murder, or if a kohen goes ahead and engages in idolatry, even if he didn't do it, if he did it under duress, even if he does tshuva, right, once he's engaged in avodah zarah, so at that point he's tarnished. His ability to represent the people, so to speak, as a kohen becomes destroyed. Hold on. Good question. Well, first of all, that's a question. You mean not back then? But no, that wouldn't be considered murder. But that's a good question. That's a bigger question of Kohanim being involved in war. I assume you must be asking insofar as the question was, what if a Kohen kills someone in battle, right? So obviously the idea of a Kohen being involved in battle normally would be a problem because you end up in situations of Tamei Meis. That's a good question. I gotta check to see what the halacha would be is if that happened. That's a good question. Because Horeg as Nefesh usually means it was murder. But that's a good question. That's a good question. All right, Lacha Dalet. Hold on. Oh, sorry. I can't speak that much louder because I'm in an apartment and it's 5:30 a.m. here. Okay. Hashanim. Now this is a very interesting one. This one a lot of people don't know about. What does it mean? Years. Okay. Ketzad Kohen Na'ar Lo Yisa Es Kapav Achi Yismal Ezekano. So a Kohen, a child or a teen, right, cannot do Birkas Kohanim until he can grow his beard. Okay? That's all the Rambam says about Shana. Now that's a very... this halacha is extremely, extremely interesting because according to the Rambam, okay, a child, right, does not start doing Birkas Kohanim when he gets Bar Mitzvah. All right? It's interesting that most people don't hold this way. And there's a Tosfos on this that disputes the Rambam's position, but the Rambam clearly holds, right, that a Kohen, right, does not start doing Birkas Kohanim until he can grow in his beard. That could be much later than Bar Mitzvah, or could actually even be before. I remember I had a friend in high school who was able to grow a beard at the age of 11. But in general, the Rambam in general is talking about someone who's in their late teens, not someone who hits Bar Mitzvah. This is one of the few instances where when a child hits a certain age of 13, where they're chayiv in mitzvos, this is one of the few instances where just because he's chayiv in mitzvos doesn't mean he can do the mitzvah. Here, according to the Rambam, a Kohen who is not at the age of being able to grow a beard would not do Birkas Kohanim. And that leads also to a question of chinuch as well. But it's a very important point. And like I said, people disagree with it, but it's the Rambam doesn't just make this up out of nowhere. It is hinted to in the Gemara. But again, the idea is that for a Kohen to engage in avoda, because remember, Birkas Kohanim is avoda, right? It's not enough for him to be over Bar Mitzvah. He has to be a little more mature. So that's an interesting thing that the Rambam brings down. And what about you? There's no... Correct, it's different for different people. It's really pointing to more of a sign of maturity, not so much as age. Like 13, even though... Okay, well, let's take a step back. Today, we use 13 as the only number, when in truth, it's supposed to be 13 or shteis aros. Shteis aros means there's some pubic hair growth. So those are actually two indicators that we're supposed to use for a child to be bar mitzvah. Unfortunately, today, we don't use both. And that also actually raises some interesting halakha questions about how bar mitzvahs work. However, the main point here is that there is no age. It's simply, there's a certain point where the young Kohen has hit this point of maturity. And it's at that point that now he can start doing Birkas Kohanim. So before that, he shouldn't, there's no idea. So then the question comes up, what do you do about chinuch when it comes to Birkas Kohanim? I remember as a little tyke, my father would take me up to the to the stage to do Birkas Kohanim with him. Although what he would do is, this is a famous thing in Kohanim, he put me underneath his talus, which is kind of odd. But again, the question is that even allowed? So it's not an age thing, meaning it's not the age of 13. It's simply, again, in a little reading of the Rambam, it's at a certain point. When he's at this point of maturity, then he's chayiv in Birkas Kohanim. Now, what about Yayin? Okay, which is another important point. About Yayin, Ketzad, okay, Misha Shasar Vias Yayin Vasachas. So someone drinks the Revias of Yayin in one fell swoop. Okay, Eino Noses Kapov, Achi Yasir as Yenom Olav, Levisha Huksha Brachal Avoda. So if a person drinks Revias of Yayin, he can't duchen, okay, until the wine goes away from him, because the Bracha is tied to Avoda. Just like by Avoda, a Revias of Yayin makes him possible from Avoda, so too by Birkas Kohanim. Shasa Revias Yayin B'shtei Pa'amim, let's say he drinks the Revias over two times, or Shunasun Socha Mat Mayim Mutter, or he dilutes it, then it'll be Mutter to do. Then Shasa Yosem Revias, if he drinks more than Revias of wine, Afapi Shahaya Mazug, Afapi Shasa B'kama Pa'amim, Lo Yisez Kapa V'achi Yasir Yenem Ela. But if he drinks more than a Revias, even if it's diluted, even if he drinks it over multiple times, he can't duchen until the effects of wine disappear. The kamahi revias, which by the way we've not seen before, okay, he's used the term revias before. This is the first time he mentions what revias is. Etzbaim al etzbaim barom etzbaim v'chatzi etzba v'chomish etzba kagoda. Okay, v'zeh etzba shemoshkin bo b'chol Torah kula hu agoda v'unikra behen yad. So basically, it's a measurement of what they call four. It's putting your fingers on top of each other, okay? So it's basically like four-fifths of fingers. So don't ask how that translates in today, because remember today we use ounces, not finger lengths. And the Revias today, the spectrum goes anywhere from about, I think 2.8, whatever. Somewhere between 3 to 5 ounces is around what people hold a Revias is. Okay, Alacha Hei, Tumas Saidan Ketzad. Okay, as we know, a Kohen has to do Natila. He has to wash his hands. So Kohen, Shalom Natos Yadav, the Kohen did not do Natilas Yadayim, Lo Yisa as Kapav. He can't do Birkas Kohanim. Ella, Notel as Yadav, Ada Prak, Gedar Shemakach and Lavoda. Again, since this is just like Avoda, he has to wash his hands all the way up to the wrist. V'akrikaf Mevarach, Shnemar Su Deichem Kodesh, Ubaruch Hashem. This is another important point. The Natila, and this is addressed to the Levium out there. When a Levi washes a Kohen's hands, it's not like a symbolic washing. It has to be a real natila, and in this case, a real natila means that the water must cover from the tips of the fingers all the way down to the wrist. Okay, all the way down to the wrist. I happen to have large hands, so what I do is I get one hand washed at a time, and I make sure the water covers both sides. But it's not simply just like washing a little bit. It's literally, I mean, again, this is ma'akev. If it's not done correctly, the Kohen can't do Birkas Kohanim, and it's preventing him from doing a mitzvah to say deraisa. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that you have to wash the entire hand from fingertips all the way down to wrist. Also, v'achalal, in a noses kapa l'pishen b'kihuno. Now he slips us in at the end. Achalal, which means a Kohen born from an inappropriate relationship. For instance, let's say a Kohen marries a divorcee. His kids become a halal. Halal basically means he loses all Kohanic status. So a halal can't duchen. Okay, a halal cannot duchen. Okay, halacha vav. So that's it. That's it for the things that are preventative. So the last preventative he brings down is more of a din in who the person is, not insofar as like an aspect of who he is. So the Lach of Vav, he says, Kohen shelo haya lo davar mikol elo dvarim hamonim and siyas kafayim. So if, I'm sorry, go ahead, Judah. Okay, so Kohen, so let's say, shelo haya lo davar mikol elo dvarim hamonim and siyas kafayim. So if a Kohen doesn't have any of these things listed that prevents him from doing Birkas Kohanim, af al pi she'enu chacham, ve'enu medaktik in mitzvos, even though he's not a wise person, and he's not particularly careful in mitzvos. Okay, so let's say we're talking about someone who, you know, let's say he's like, he kind of follows the Torah, but, let's say he, how about this one? Kosher style, right? That's my favorite one. He's a person who's keeps kosher style, right? Osha hayu brios m'ranan amacharav, right? He doesn't have to be someone who the people, like, praise him. Osha lo haya maso matana b'tzedek. Harezen nosa es kapav emon noso. So the main point is that you don't need to be a super great Kohen to be chayv at Birkas Kohanim. Any Kohen can do Birkas Kohanim. As long as he doesn't have the five things that the Rambam mentioned before, right, the Kohen's chayv to do it. The vishazu mitzvah saseh al kol Kohen makohen, shir royal in the siyas kapayim, vein omrim l'odom rasha, hosef rasha, v'himanem in a mitzvah. Why is the Rambam emphasizing this? Because it's important to understand that a Kohen is not, it's not that the Kohen is intrinsically superior than other people. I mean, I'm a Kohen, I wish that were the case, right? But it's just not true. The Kohen's status is given to him from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not something that he, what do you call that, he, because of a Kohen, is somehow better than everyone, right? He's not. It's just simply a role that he plays, and then a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him that role. That's why we say in the bracha, Asher Kiddushanu B'Kedusha So Shel Aharon, that our status only came about because of Aharon. I mean, there's nothing in us. So that's why you don't have to be a super great guy to do Birkas Kohanim. As long as you're a Kohen, right, then the Chiyuv exists. So like the Rambam says, Lach HaZayin, Da'atist Ma, don't ask, V'tomar Ma, Uma Mol Birkas Hed Yodzeh. And this is a mistake people make, because he's going to say, he says, don't ask, like, what's going to help me if the average guy gives the bracha? What kind of thing is that? If the average guy, we don't want an average Kohen giving a bracha, you want the best guy. How's a Birkas Hed Yodzeh worth anything? Shein kibul bracha toli b'kohanim, because that's the thing. The acceptance of the bracha is not dependent on the kohanim. Ela b'kadosh baruch hu. So again, so the Rambam says, don't think that that there's no benefit. You know, like, what's the benefit from the average kohen giving a bracha? Shein kibul bracha toli b'kohanim. Ela b'kadosh baruch hu. But because God is the one, is the source of the bracha. Shneimar v'samu es shmi al bnei Yisrael v'ni yevarchem. Hakohanim osin mitzvason shenitztavu ba v'akadosh baruch hu berachem amvarches Yisrael kichafitza. So the kohanim are the conduits. They're just doing what God said for them to do. Okay, they're not. It's so critical to understand. They're not like it's not something in them. They're not superior. They're simply the vehicle, the conduit for Hakadosh Baruch Hu's bracha to be brought upon the Jewish people. So that's the point the Rama makes, and that's why. It doesn't matter the status of the Kohen, as long as it's not one of the five things that he's that might prevent him from doing Birkas Kohanim. Okay, Alach Ches, Am Shehem Achorei Kohanim, Eina Bechal Bracha. Now that's an important point. If you're standing behind the Kohanim, you won't be included in the Bracha. However, Va'omdim Mitzidehen, but if you're standing on the sides, Harehem Bechal Bracha, then they're included in the Bracha. Vim Haisa Mechitza Bein B'Kohanim, Obein HaMizbarachim, Afilu Hichoma Shel Barzal, if there's a wall, okay, between the Kohanim and the people they're blessing, okay, even if it's a metal wall, okay, since they are facing, okay, since they're facing the, what they call it, the Kohanim, then it's considered to be a good bracha, right? So it doesn't have to be that they actually see the Kohen, but it does have to be that they're in a position to receive the actual bracha. Okay, Alachates. Nesias kapayim basar of a kohanim in a minyan. Okay, so you need what do you call it? 10 people for birkas kohanim, and the kohanim can be part of the minyan. Basic knesset shekulon kohanim. Now, as we know, this famous case. Let's say in the shul, everyone in the minyan is a kohen. Kulon nosin es kafayim, right? Everyone, what do you call it? Does birkas kohanim? Ulumi heim evarchem, right? And so then, who are they giving the bracha to? Lachem shebet safon, ulachem shebet darom, meaning Jews everywhere. Okay. Umi one acharam amen hanashim v'ataf, and who answers amen? The women and the children. Okay, what the Rambam's pointing out is that of course, you're supposed to have an audience present, but that's not the main idea of the bracha. It's really there for Klal Yisrael. In other words, the Kohanim are delivering this bracha for Bnei Yisrael as a whole. Vim nisharu sham asar kohanim yosar elush alo duchan ha'asar onen amem asar mevarchen. And if there are 10 kohanim extra on the ones who already went up to duchan, right, they can actually answer amen to the bracha. Okay, so kohanim could even theoretically answer amen to the bracha if, let's say, they came late to the bracha of the kohanim. Halacha yud, tzibor shelo haya ba'kohen, el shiel tzibor levado, lo yises kapav. So a tzibor where there is no kohen, okay, except for the shliach tzibor, right, so the shliach tzibor, okay, should not do birkas kohanim. Okay, so that's an important halacha. That's kohanim when they are a kohen who's a shliach tzibor has an interesting dilemma. So the Rambam says he shouldn't do birkas kohanim. However, v'im haisa haftachaso who knows his kapav v'chozol tivilaso rashai. But if he's confident that he'll be able to do birkas kohanim and return to his tefillah, right, without any mistakes, without being confused, then it's okay for him to do. So this tension is a source of a machlokus among all the Rishonim about whether a Kohen should be a Shliach Tzibor or should not. Of course, today it's easier to understand why he would be less concerned about being confused, because people know Tefillah by heart, and you know he knows Sim Shalom comes after that. So it's definitely less of a problem today, but nonetheless, there's what to rely on. And on a personal level, I just avoid davening for the Tzibor as much as I can, because I don't want to enter into this suffix. So that's important to know, that a Kohen could be Shliach Tzibor. If he is, he shouldn't duchen unless he's confident that he won't be confused and returns back to tefillah. V'im elahem kohen klal, okay, let's say there's no kohen in the tzibor, k'shiagia shliach tzibor sim shalom, when he gets up to sim shalom, he says, as we all know, omer elokein elokosinu barachinu barbacham shaleshes batura, haksavai debus emadecha, etc., and he says birkas kohanim, right? And then at the end, it's interesting, he does say at the end, right, yisar shalom lechem sam shalom, v'samu ashmiah b'nei Yisrael b'nei yivarchem. All right, we don't say that. What it calls, it's interesting that for some reason that was taken out in the original girsa of Barchinu Barbacham Shalashes. That last line there, which is part of the psukim, the Samu Shmei Abanei Yisrael Vani Barchem, was taken out. Really should be in there. So let's just finish up here. So it's interesting again that for some reason that last part of the psukim was not included in what we say by Baruchinu Barbacham Shalashes today. And he says, "Ve'ena'am onen amen u'maslam omer sim shalom." And the people do not answer amen, and the shliach tzibor starts sim shalom. So that's another important point too. The people don't answer amen to this bracha because you're just in a sense talking about the fact that birkas kohanim was done. Okay, halach yud aleph. Kohen shenasa, this also comes up a lot. Kohen shenasa's kapav beis knesses. So let's say Kohen does birkas kohanim at beis knesses number one. The halach le beis knesses acher, and he goes to beis knesses number two. And he finds a tzibor that's davening there, below he giyu lebirkas kohanim, and they didn't get up to birkas kohanim, no siyadav lahenim mevarchin. So he can do birkas kohanim again. I mean, there's no reason why a kohen can't do birkas kohanim multiple times a day. Vafilu kamep amim b'yom. Okay? So even multiple times. So that's also an important point. A kohen's not limited to one experience or one fulfillment of the mitzvah of birkas kohanim per day. Okay, let's just finish the parak. So the Rambam then says, okay, fine. Then he says, so Kohen can do multiple Birkas Kohanim, okay? As well, he says, Kohen shalo akar raglav mkomo la'alos l'tuchan, right? B'shah she'amar shliach tzibor ritzei, shuvein olav osa tfila. That's very important. The Kohen has to make his way up to the front, right? At the time that the shliach tzibor says ritzei. He can't dilly-dally. He has to get up there at the time of ritzei. Now, he could still do it afterwards, but ideally, he's supposed to get up there as soon as Ritzei is said. So like we said last time, Ritzei is the catalyst to what it called, to going up to the stage of Duchen. Fanei lach yud beiz, kol kohen she'ena ola l'duchen. Okay, if a kohen doesn't go up to Birkas Kohanim, af api she'bato mitzvah saseh achas, even though he's only mevato one mitzvah saseh, harei zeh ki'over al shalosh. I say, right? It says if he violated three, shenemar kosevarach hus bnei Yisrael amor lahem v'sam l'shmi, the kol kohen she'ena mevarach ina mizbarach, the kol kohen mevarach mizbarach, shenemar varacham varachakal. So that ends Hilchos Tefila. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll start with Hilchos Tefillin and Mezuzah and Sefer Torah. All right, and I'm working on.